It's 8 minutes to 8 o'clock. Time next for the Business News Winner.
Rachel, I mentioned at 7:10 how difficult it is to find oil and gas in Ireland. PricewaterhouseCoopers putting the chances of a successful discovery at 1 in 32 for each round of exploration versus 1 in 6 in the UK and 1 in 7 in Norway. Good news on that front from the Irish firm Petrel this morning, though, as it signed what's known as a farm-out agreement. They're very common in oil and gas exploration, and it involves a smaller company doing the early groundwork. When it finds a promising prospect, it then brings in a bigger partner. In this case, Petrel has brought in Australia's largest independent oil and gas company, Woodside. It'll take an 85% share of Petrel's Porcupine Basin holding off the Atlantic coast. Ireland is the 12th most reputable country in the world, up from 15th last year, according to the latest country RepTrack survey undertaken by the Reputation Institute. It collates views of the general public in 50 countries around the world. Niamh Boyle is the Managing Director of Corporate Reputations, which is the Irish associate of the Reputation Institute. Niamh, what criteria are reflected here? What's in a reputation?
Well, a reputation is made up of very many indicators, but the three key dimensions that we would look at would be, does this country have an effective government? Does it have an appealing environment? And does it have an advanced economy? And that's really where the indicators would lie.
What's made the difference between 15th last year and 12th this year then? Where has Ireland improved?
Well, this year, Ireland has done well. We've remained the same or better across all 25 indicators, which is very, very good, particularly when we see that most countries in the world have fallen in terms of their reputation, where we've improved by about 2 points. So the best performing indicators for us have been we are seen as a favourable environment for doing business, we're seen to be run by an effective government, and we're also seen to operate efficiently. And that means that we are perceived to not impose unnecessary taxes or to waste resources at government level. So they're all very positive indicators for Ireland.
Does it make any difference, though, what that type of view reflects? I mean, to coin a phrase, where's the moolah? Does it make a difference where your reputation is from the point of view of the bottom line?
It should absolutely make a difference. Countries, just like companies, with good reputations get all the support. And so there should be a strong economic impact from Ireland raising its reputation. It increases competitiveness. It increases the ability to export. It means that the country should welcome more tourists. It improves political diplomacy, something that's extremely important at the moment, coming to the end of our Irish presidency, and attracts FDI. And particularly in an environment where tourism, FDI, international trade are all due to grow by a small percentage points over the next number of years, Ireland wants a share of that, and this gives us an opportunity to take that.
It's worth noting, though, that the surveys here took place, I think, earlier on this year, so it would have missed out, for example, the whole tax haven debate, and of course it would have missed out the Anglo tapes and so on over the past week. So I guess 2013 will be an interesting one to watch.
Yes, it should
be. Or 2014.
Be. Yeah. The research takes place in January and February every year, so it really depends on how long a memory Europeans have or the G8 countries have of Ireland by next January. But so far, so good. We're on the rise.
Niamh Boyle of Corporate Reputations, thanks very much for coming into us this morning. Just finally, for now, in currency news, the euro trading just over at $1.30 this morning and a shade ahead of 85.5 pence sterling.
Thank you very much, Conor.